your real life lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, you bet that ass we do. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
First of all, how are you, lover?
Lover, I'm doing pretty good.
Are you excited about our new piece of furniture?
Oh, yes, our coffee table.
It's not a coffee table, it's a 8-foot-long poker table.
Yeah, well, I'm a gambling man, but you know, we could double it as a coffee table.
I had to like crawl beneath it to go into the kitchen today.
You could put a coffee on there and a couple magazines.
I could. Mm. You know, I could also put a mayonnaise-based salad on there.
Ooh.
You know who else likes mayonnaise-based salads?
Sure do.
This perverted performer, he's a comic writer, video editor, as well as a music man and occasional drag queen.
Yes, you may know him by his gay dance music project named Shane Chain. He's a goddamn superstar, and we're dripping wet to welcome Mr. Shane O'Neill.
Oh, thank you for having me, Diana and Murph. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Yo, thank you so much.
Awesome. Big fan of the podcast, so it's very nice to be here.
Oh,
hell
thanks.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And we try to be a classy podcast.
As we
like
lift our
wine and dine.
Drinks.
Cheers.
We do.
Prost.
Yes.
We never wine. I mean, we never dine. We always wine.
Always wine, never
well,
dine.
Well, I brought cough drops that we can all snack on, too.
Oh, so. Oh, that's so sweet.
Perfect. Yeah. What's mine is yours.
Love it. We can nibble on some of those cough drops.
We asked Shane what he wanted to drink, and he said, "Brevet for beverages, I'm a beer girl."
Yes, and I'm also a beer girl. Man,
you
after
I'm telling
heart.
You. I mean, I feel like there's a part of me when someone is like, we're willing to get you anything to drink. I wanted to lie about what I really wanted, but this is what I wanted.
Just beer. Just
I think that's what I would
and
say.
And I have it.
Yep.
No one's ever asked me, but I think I would just be like, just a light, just a shitty beer.
Don't hold your breath. It might be a while before someone asks you what you want to drink, you know?
Yeah.
I'm turning blue over here.
You can never go wrong with just a tall, especially these
tall
boys.
A tall boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This does the one extra. Rolling Rock gives you that one extra ounce. 25 fluid.
I didn't know about that. I'm feeling a little pissed.
I know. It's like, it's this funky new thing. You got to get ahead in some way, so you give the extra ounce.
Murph has Rolling Rock. Shane has Coors Heavy.
Coors
and I have Bud Light.
Yeah. It's that sweet banquet beer.
Very nice. Pause. Was that you?
Excuse me.
Are you burping from the side closet?
Haas also has a Rolling Rock that he's just shared with the listeners. I thought that was me. I like opened my mouth and then heard that sound.
I was also burping when it happened. Yeah. It was kind of amazing.
It was a nice mask.
Synchronicity.
I realized that you provided the beers, but I thought maybe you would recognize the belch as being a Rolling Rock belch.
Yeah.
I was just impressed, like a bird expert.
Exactly.
Like a fine wine, he sniffs it. So Shane, tell us, are you single, looking to mingle?
No, I'm not single, but I'm always looking to mingle.
Interesting.
Yes. I've had a boyfriend for 5 years, but we've been basically in an open, we've been in an open relationship basically from day one. Which has a lot of parameters and conversations. I will clarify, we're like non-monogamous, but we are like, it's kind of a strange, I'm like very opposed to polyamory, not for other people, but for myself. I'm just like, you people are lying to yourselves. It's impossible. Like when people are like, oh, well, that's my boyfriend and that's my boyfriend. I'm like, you're sick. But I'm like, yeah, of course. Me and my boyfriend have sex with tons of other people.
Well, sure,
like,
sex. But
if he ever
came
home.
Amour?
Ooh, well, if he ever came home and was like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't see that movie with you. I'm going to be with my other boyfriend. I would just like throw all of his possessions out of the house.
Right. Yeah. To the left, I would say.
That's what you would drive.
So I'm looking to mingle, but I'm not looking, you know, to be wined and dined.
Yes.
Outside of this context.
So you do live together, though.
Yeah, we live together.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, we did the lesbian. Years. Yeah, the lesbian thing. I moved there, like directly in and
right in.
Never looks back.
Hell yeah. And it's been working for you, obviously, 5 years.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
That's half a decade.
Yes, do that math.
How long have you guys been married?
Two plus.
And before that?
Together, probably.
Also about
four.
Two plus. We're at the what total mark? We're over, what are we at, six? Five and a half total?
No, I don't think so. Because
4.5 total.
My 30th birthday, we were not together.
Mm.
Oh.
But we were like dry humping.
Mm. We'll count that.
This is so boring.
No, I'm curious.
Doing quiet burpee
I'm curious.
Math.
I'm also curious about how you remember dry humping. Like, you're like, when I was 30, I was not dry humping that year.
Well, because long story short, we like met in a comedy class and made out drunk, but then we're like, no, let's be friends and work together.
Oh,
so
idiots.
We had this weird year of just like dry humping in corners of bars.
Oh, I got you.
That's why. It wasn't like on this day I was dry humped three times.
It did sort of sound like, I remember my 30th birthday.
But here's
not
the question.
Dry humping.
Here's the question. Was it always dry?
I mean, it's not dry now.
Nice.
That's you just pivoted. You're like a presidential candidate. You just pivoted away from the question to your talking points.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's just say I had a rash from my jeans for a lot of my 30th year. I don't know. What?
And that's where your Senate campaign goes in the shitter when you,
it
when
does. You run
that the other from the denim rash.
Yeah. Yep. They're like, she wears jeans. And then I get fired. Oh, shall we slip on over to sexy science?
Oh, yeah. Oh, lover.
What do we do?
Well, I'll tell you, we pull articles, topical matters of the hearts and parts.
Rip from the headlines.
This one comes to us from DangerousMinds.net. The title of this character is An 18th Century Guide to Sex Positions. You can do it, put your back into it. I can do it, put your ass into it. You can do it, put your back sweet into 18th century it. Tune.
Yeah, very appropriate.
So what's this all about?
Okay, basically this really old book, The 16 Pleasures. It's a book of engravings depicting, you guessed it, 16 sexual positions published all the way back in 1524.
Yeah, and the book was really popular. People couldn't get enough. But it did lead to the first prosecution for pornography by the Catholic Church, and all copies were destroyed.
So after a few attempts to resurrect the tome, in 1798, a completely new version of the book was successfully published in France. This 18th century engravings mix myth and history to arouse and educate users to the joys of sex.
Just real quick, these are a few of the positions they have here. The front of the book shows Venus descending on a chariot. So you'll need a chariot for that one.
That's a hard one to do at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Check.
Yeah.
A goddess on a chariot. Another one is Angelique and Medor doing reverse cowgirl. Mm-hmm, it's a little more relatable.
And then Bacchus and Ariadne. Yeah. That's the correct pronunciation, I believe. They attempt the doggy style wheelbarrow. So that's another thing. Wheelbarrow's a little easier to get than a chariot these days. Although you've got the chariot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's in storage. But right. Of course.
You got to go to the storage unit to get it out. Yeah. But it's there.
So the list goes on. The cool part is that it's really old sex book.
I got to say, I'm surprised that the 1500s was the first prosecution for pornography.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Does that just mean that the church wasn't powerful enough? Before? Because there was certainly a lot of pornography.
Before that. I'm guessing the church got enough power by that point.
I'm sure they were pissed about it from day one.
Oh, sure.
So yeah. Maybe that was a big deal for the church as well as for the people reading it.
Yep. Well, I always wonder about those facts, too, because I'm like, says who? Like, there could have been, you know what I mean? There could have been prosecutions before that. They're just records are burned and disintegrated because they were so old. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. You know how records go. Yeah, the Catholic Church banning it as pornography, as you said. I'm sure it's – what's also funny is it seems instructional. You got, like, the Kama Sutra. You got, like, it's a book of sex positions.
Right.
It's more – it seems more informative that you would get and you would go and you would try these positions, not so much like you're jazzing off to it. It's not like it's – pornography.
Well, but by the same token, haven't there always been those cases where, like, it's like I remember, like, when I worked at Blockbuster, the special interests section, the documentary section had a lot of things that were pretty fucking questionable.
Close to pornography. Right. Yeah.
Well, it was just like, I remember there was one that was like, did you know that the best way to do yoga is naked?
Right.
And it's because, like, you know, Blockbuster couldn't, I mean, there was nothing hardcore, but like a lot of the documentaries, quote unquote, or, you know, like that was like the Mondo film. Films of the 60s. Yep, they were allegedly documentaries, but it was just like dudes in gorilla suits and naked chicks.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for our young listeners, Blockbuster was a video store.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you.
You had to go.
Historian has.
You had to go to a place and buy videos or rent videos.
Well, I was going to say, too, not to blow up your spot, but you, when in your youth, Murph, jerked off to your aunt's bra.
That's true.
That bra wasn't made to jerk off to. It was made to support breasts.
Yes.
So I think, like, you can pretty much jerk off to anything.
To anything. Yeah, in your youth, yes. You also didn't really blow up my spot there. I do appreciate that.
Is this, like, a common story? Like, one of the, like, oh, come on, Murph.
Oh, you know, yes.
It's come up on the podcast before. I just
the
mean,
the vicar's
like...
over. Tell him about your aunt.
It's true. The bra, the brassiere, especially the aunt's brassiere, may or may not, you know, depending on your tastes.
The forbidden fruit of the ant.
That's right.
I just mean that, like, just being able to masturbate to something or being turned on by it doesn't make it pornography.
Do you remember on Jenny Jones, there was a character called Rude Jude?
Yes. Yeah.
Rude Jude. He was kind of like an Eminem-looking dude, which is ironic because Eminem referenced him in one of his songs. In Drug Ballad, he says, I'm as rude as Jude. But anyway, I remember I was home really sick when I was in, like, 7th or 8th grade. And I was watching Jenny Jones, as you're supposed to do when you're homesick.
Yeah.
It's like what it's designed for.
Yep.
God, I guess I'm dating myself already in so many ways. I'm exactly 33
years old. Blockbuster and Jenny Jones.
I don't know, like, and wheelbarrows and manual stick shift cars. I don't know. But I remember like watching Jenny Jones and Rude Jude came on and he was dressed as a Roman warrior on that episode. And I got so horny that even though I was feeling terribly sick, I was like, I have to do this.
Yeah, this was meant for me. This is, yeah. And yeah, I guess if it wasn't pornography, you can make anything pornography. Yeah, that's the old, you know it when you see it.
I've masturbated when I was sick before and I pooped a little.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sick masturbation.
Well,
sometimes
I have a stomach flu,
fever.
So I'm bored. I'm lying in bed. There's nothing to do. Try to rub one out, but you know, flexing all the muscles.
You rubbed one
out. I just
out,
like
a
dripped a little
log.
Like brown. It wasn't even a log.
It's like right, let the right one in, rub the wrong one out.
Yeah, a vampire child flew out of my ass and knocked on the wall. Back to these exciting engravings. I was just going to say it was very like heteronormative. It was always only two beings, but I did think it was a little advanced because some of them were gods or goddesses and some of them were half goat.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Which that was a little racy.
Sure, sure.
I would also interject that like in those days when men and women were kept so separate, everyone knew how to have sex with their own. Men knew how to fuck men
how
already.
How to fuck men, yes.
They didn't need no instruction. Figured it out.
At a very early age, you're like, these parts, all right, we're ready to go.
Didn't talk about it, but it happened.
Yeah, no need for that manual.
Yeah, we don't need this fucking manual.
We don't need this fucking
manual. You guys can still borrow my chariot whenever you want.
Oh,
please,
thank you.
I was going to ask.
Could I borrow that disc man, too, that you were talking about?
You can use my Trapper Keeper.
Oh,
and,
my God, thank you.
You can borrow a Bugle Boy t-shirt if you want.
Oh, I'm down with those Bugle Boys.
Chugging Clearly Canadian.
I was just about to say that.
Yep.
Clearly Canadian. No one knows about it. That's what a chip. I have a chip too.
Coveted.
Because of it.
Oh, really?
You got so excited to chug a Clearly Canadian.
Oh, jeez.
I did. And I just bit into the bottle. Anyway, the children won't know what that's about.
No, but these children want to know what something's about. This is called Listener Love, yeah?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, a mailbag.
Oh, my. Well, Shane, you know, we try to give the best goddamn advice we can, but sometimes we fall a little short, so we need your help.
Thank God I'm here.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Otherwise, this would be a total train wreck. Mm-hmm. So the people tweet us. They email us.
They and stop us on the street sometimes.
Sometimes. And we try to advise the best we can. Haas, who are we looking at here?
All right, check it out. We got our first question from Nick in L.A.
Check it out.
Via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail.
Do you
Nick
think this
Dog.
Is Nick Kroll? I assume this is
I
Nick
think
Kroll.
This is Nick Kroll.
I don't know any other Nicks in L.A.
Nope,
so.
This has got to be.
Here's what Nick says. The smell of farts while I'm coming drives me wild.
Definitely Nick Kroll.
But I can't always toot in the heat of the moment. Know anywhere I can buy real human farts in a bottle that I can release as I orgasm? Those novelty stink bombs ain't cutting it.
Mr. Kroll.
Yeah, the novelty stink bombs don't really quite smell like farts. They're more like the sulfurous kind of thing, which I guess certain farts.
There's a joke here. I can't always toot in the heat of the moment. There's something there heat blowing.
Toot in the heat of the moment.
I can't always, like, anyway.
While you think on that, I would interject that you're in good company, Nick, because James Joyce loved to sniff farts. Do you guys know about this?
No, I do not.
There was like a love letter that was uncovered in his later archives that he was writing to his mistress. I think he was married and it was to his mistress. Anyway, it was someone he was having sex with. But twice in the letter he says like, oh, my beautiful cunt lover, my beautiful dick sucker. But one of the things he says more than once is, oh, you beautiful fart sniffer. And he said something like, I can't wait to sniff your fart. So you're in great company.
I mean, absolutely.
That's like
it seems like he was
elite.
High on flatulence finishing Ulysses, I would imagine.
The illiterati.
I would also suggest, I mean, buying a fake fart sounds impossible, but like if you get like an anal spike, like an enema kit that has the bulb, don't put it with water. Just pump that into your butt and you can make your own farts.
Ooh.
Is that how they do cake farts?
I assume so.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is like the greatest cinematic achievement of all time.
Cake farts is,
I like it most of all.
Absolutely, but you could think in the first couple farts it could be fake, and then when they lift their ass and you see it open, then you're like, no, there's no way.
Well, you're
no
literally
way.
Farting, but if you just introduce the air in,
that'll
just
help.
Push it out yourself. So, and you know what? Like, it might not smell as bad as you want it to smell, but I bet the inside of your butt can't smell that great.
Right.
No, you're still releasing, some air that's been sitting around a little
that's
bit.
That's what I would suggest.
That's a great suggestion.
You could just, you know, a sauna.
Because, bottled, no. There's no such thing as bottled farts. You know, a sauna.
Go to a sauna. Instead of hot coals, just dump a bunch of shit Well, I guess on the hot coals. So it smells, everything smells, and then do the air pump in the ass thing.
You are going to lose your New York Sports Club membership if you do that.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Let me be the
one to tell
you. If
I get another strike, I am out for life. They hate me over there.
Zoe's Craigslist. Mm-hmm.
And, right. Yeah, Kroll Troll.
Kroll Troll.
Craigslist.
There's a joke there. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, helped.
Helped.
Also, we should just mention James Joyce was an author of books. Books were a thing. It was like a physical thing you'd hold and read with your hands.
Yep. For the little ones out there.
It was like what lists came from.
Yeah.
Okay. It was like BuzzFeed, but like kind of boring. Mm-hmm. All right. What's our next... helper.
Well, we have a second inquiry from Tessa in Westchester via Twitter. Our Twitter is at Menage Radio. T-Bird asks, every time I masturbate to leaked celebrity sex tapes or pics, I feel ashamed, but I can't stop. Help.
First of all, Haas,
I like the emotion you put into that, Haas. Yeah.
Did you take a class or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Is this the method, Haas? Is that what's going on here?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that was well acted. So the celebrity leak nudes, yeah. I mean,
I also submitted this question. Wait, what?
Oh, Haas. Right.
I have a suggestion. I'm a huge fan of celebrity sex tapes. I really am.
Yeah.
And in light of recent developments, I've also felt a lot of like guilt and rethinking. My suggestion would be that if let there be a statute of limitation, or what's the opposite of a statute of limitations?
A waiting period.
Yep. Wait 10 or 15 years before you jack off to them. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, Pam and Tommy are just fine and they've made peace with it and they think it's funny.
Right. For the kids, that's Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee of Motley Crue. They were human beings.
Pamela of Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Fred Durst's sex tape, you already hate him, so you know you're certain that you don't mind hurting his feelings.
But whereas Orlando Bloom could be like
Orlando
falling
Bloom
apart
or
tomorrow.
She, who I don't even want to mention. There are so many people who have been super violated by it.
Oh, yeah. And the reason, that's such a gross.
Well, Orlando, I think, was just trying to show everyone's dick. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I guess if you're in public paddling around, it's, you know, you could expect it to be out there. I think it's the violation of privacy. I think it's the hacked in, when people have hacked in. When people have leaked.
If you think about Kim Kardashian, if you watched it, you helped make her a star.
That's
true. And that's why I think a statute of limitations is good.
Yep.
I think Kim Kardashian, you cannot argue that she has any that keeps her up or she views it as a violation.
No.
Right.
You just can't.
No.
But, you know. For other people, you certainly could. For Jennifer Lawrence, you certainly know that she explicitly said, I don't want anyone seeing this. And she still doesn't find it funny, and she's still very active in opposing that.
I would be like, if I were sunbathing topless and somebody got a pic, I would not care. But if someone like put a camera in my toilet, you know what I mean? There's like levels that feel more like your privacy has been busted down. Mm-hmm. But everybody's line is different.
Well, and also just that if you're in a place where you could be reasonably photographed, that's like A-okay. But also like, so it's also just like such a violation of photos of yourself stolen. It's fucking horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I would also just add to that, like, if someone, and you know what? This is the fame balling I'm at. If someone had the interest to hack me, I'd be like, well, that's pretty cool. But not that that justifies anything else. But if someone did want to steal nude photos of me, I'd be like, more power to you. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That said, I cannot stand watching myself have sex. I just hate it. I just hate it. And I would feel very vulnerable about it.
Yes.
This is really weird, but I don't think I have ever watched myself have sex.
I did it once. I didn't care for it.
Awful.
I couldn't jerk off to it.
Awful.
Like, no chance.
No.
Uh-huh.
I've never filmed myself knowingly. I mean, I definitely probably some weirdos in my 20s might have filmed me.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm just thinking about, like, how the world is. Yeah, like, you don't know if you, like, go home with someone drunk. Like, who knows? But I definitely have never filmed myself having sex. I do have a few maybe topless photos floating around.
I made a porno with my high school girlfriend.
Were you underage?
No, we were both 18.
Then let's see it.
Yeah.
Can we leak those nudes?
Let's put that on the waiting list on for that until you reach 18.
What I love about it is I shot it with the straight to VHS camcorder.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
And so it was like a shoulder cam. So just imagine people filming each other with that.
With a clunky device.
Yeah.
I mean, at least it's the standard def. You know, you don't have to get into all those cracks and crevices with the 4K HD.
Were you still in high school when you filmed it?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yo.
Wow.
That would have been a hot item on the internet.
I would have had a hard time getting anyone of any gender just want to be seen with me in public, yeah. much less captured on film, yeah. hanging out, much less.
You're just like, can we get a photo of us going to Pizza Hut? They're like, no.
That's like the opposite problem.
But yeah. I don't mind looking.
I want to see that video.
I don't mind
watching
it.
Now you've got
it.
My interest.
The thing that fucks with me is I have a full head of hair.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, if somebody's looking at your head.
You're fucking her wrong. Yeah.
You're doing it wrong. Exactly.
I suggest a bonus thing where you guys could just provide commentary on an unseen screening of this surely masterpiece.
Yes,
film.
Please.
Should that be another, like, the opening of Misty Beethoven, which yeah. is a you know, famous
beautiful.
Cinema.
Beautiful
erotic
piece of
cinema.
Erotic
really
cinema.
Is.
We did basically Mystery Science Theater to that, the three of us, except for Haz had just taken Molly, and he was just, like, moaning into the microphone.
So that show went okay, but even better
is
that
was a live
the...
show, and there were six people there.
Yeah.
Not to brag, but six people were at the show, so.
It's perfect.
I think we should do the same thing, but with this Haz tape.
Haz, can we please have it? Do you have it?
I am not going to let you have your hands on it.
Oh, we don't have to touch it. You can put it in and play it.
Okay.
We just need to see it with the eyes.
I don't know. All right. Well, I'll think about it.
No copies.
I think it's a great idea. Just make sure that your lady friend is consenting.
That's
and double check that you were 18. Come on.
Yeah, let's.
Come on.
Let's
double check.
It's probably stamped with the date. If it's a VHS, it's probably got the little date down there. Just double check the IDs.
She was older. So I know she's in the clear.
Yes, and also ask her. Ask her. Clear it with her.
Make sure the date is not flashing on the screen like it often was on old cameras.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, Haz, barely legal. I'm excited. Okay. Anyway,
well, that's
the best thing that could have possibly come out of that question.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Just don't feel bad about it if it's Haz. That's the advice there.
Oh, also, VHS was before DVDs. Oh, I don't even know. I mean, it was okay, whatever.
What is VHS? Video home system?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I thought video head, but video home makes a lot more sense, doesn't it?
Video head?
You know, like there's video head cleaner.
Oh, uh-huh. right. You're probably Poppers. Right. Or like visual. Okay. Gotta go.
Wait, Diana, come back. We have another question.
Okay, sorry.
All right. So lastly, actually got a message on our Facebook, Ménage à Trois Radio. This is from Gretchen in Minneapolis. She wonders, I went on a really fun first date with my mom's ex-husband last weekend. Oops. They were only married for 6 months, and it was like 10 years before I was born. So whatever, right?
Yeah. Mm. Shane's going to take this one.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think the question is how your mother would feel about this. And I think it's pretty clear from the question that she would be upset. And that's why you're interested in doing this, which is fine. Mm-hmm. Mothers can be terrible people. And it's fun to get your nut off.
You got
to
rebel.
And if you have two birds with one stone, you get a new boyfriend and your mom hates you forever. Go for it. But let's just examine what our impulse is here. Or if your mom is just like, oh, you know, well, no, it's hard for me to imagine this. I have a friend who, like, has, like, a weird relationship with his mom's ex-husband where she's like, oh, we were too young when we got married, and he's my best friend. So he's not, like, a dad figure to her, but he's just sort of like a dude who's like, hey, sport, like, let's throw a football around. But even then, you shouldn't be fucking that person. So
right.
Do what you want with your life, but know that you'll probably be hurting your mom, but that's probably what you want. That's my estimation.
I mean, that was amazing.
That is one of the best pieces of advice we've ever. That's like next level. That's thinking of it on every layer.
Well, I thought it was interesting you brought up the hurting the mom, because the reason I said yeah, it's fine initially is because I was thinking of like the weird daddy thing.
Oh, that's
so I
the
was
best.
Like, if they were
that's great.
No, but I was like, if they were married not when you were like growing up, but before you were born, then
oh,
I was
I see,
like,
I see,
oh,
I
it's
see.
Fine. But I wasn't thinking of like, oh, you're breaking your dear mom's heart, being like, he traded me in for a younger model.
Yeah. Hey,
can I ask guys?
Younger model of the same.
There's a genre of porn where it's like the mother-daughter sort of combo. Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
And
Can you stop talking about your sex tape?
Do you think there's a market if it was shot on VHS?
It's like throwbacky, you know?
The dude has a full head of hair, FYI.
And a really good-looking head of hair, too. No, I'm just like, I always find it, I mean, obviously they're
actors.
Yeah, the
incestual,
actors,
yeah,
but
it's exploded, it feels,
it's
on me.
It's super fucking creepy to me. I don't understand who would be into, like, watching a mother-daughter.
But that's like saying any, like, genre of porn.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is like specific,
I just
and
like that's
like,
creepier. Like, well, there's stuff where people get like killed.
Not well, even creepy. Well, yes, but that's not.
I'm just saying
that's
there's
not
like
blowing up right now.
But there's like subgenres of porn that are like, definitely, if they're not for you, they're gonna feel real weird.
Well, and also, isn't all kink is like fear based? That's why it's exciting.
Yes,
because you're facing something that makes you nervous.
Yep. Is what about lift and carry?
And humor for that matter. But you know, wait, what now?
Lift and carry is just videos of
oh,
women
I love
taking
that.
Yes. But I'm like, that's
I didn't know
what
that was a genre.
That's a porn genre.
God, now my new search term. I love that. I'm always so, it's just triumphant. It's great. It you is. Mean like while you're still penetrating her and you're like,
no.
Let's go over to the couch now.
Picking
no.
it up and going.
No,
oh, no
lift
this
and
is
carry is fully clothed women alone picking things up and carrying them across the room.
Oh, God.
And
damn
that
it.
Is a.
Did you know this?
That
no,
was the
I was.
Best
I was in the same boat of like, we're standing, we're holding, we're fucking, we're walking. Yes.
Because that
we're
happens fucking in porn.
It
and
does.
I'm always like, yeah,
bravo,
a
bravo. Well, that's why you watch porn, to see things done that you can't
yes.
do yourself.
Yes, amen.
The fantasy of it.
Well, my point was that's not fear-based. It's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
It's specific. I mean, it's cake farts. You know, it's in that sub. I mean, cake farts are still some nudity and flatulence. Just picking up things, carrying fully.
It's like
some,
toilet cams. You know, that's
well,
a thing.
I mean, it's a thing, but I don't know if that's in the same subgenre.
Wait, so Haas, have you been watching this mommy-daughter porn?
It just comes up.
Well, this is what I was going to say. The reason why, like what you were saying about snuff films, of course, every single thing is a potential genre for someone to jerk off to. But the fact that this incestual porn seems to have taken the forefront on a lot of porn websites, it seems more popular than I would expect.
Yeah, you know, another thing I've noticed, besides the fact that all like porn banner ads now look like Benny Hill movies, they're all like fast forward and silly. Like every time, I'm just like, who is doing? I think they're brilliant. I think they're brilliant, but I don't understand.
There's
how
like
people,
power gifs.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And they're super fast. But the other one is like the language of like. Absolutely ruins or like
yeah
like,
it's all
woman
destroyed.
Is destroyed
yes.
by
yeah
that's
yeah.
really
weird.
Upsetting yes.
that's what it's this we've talked
very
about this before
upsetting.
That's why I think that the younger gentlemen coming up are so
well, what are the ones
so
where they
aggressive.
Pick a girl
oh, yeah,
up
yeah.
They pick a girl up on the side of the road, and then there's a
gangbang.
Oh, bang her. I think somebody I have not even seen that somebody just told that to me and I was like shocked. And I'm not shocked by much. I'm like, just do the snuff thing. But that's
yourself,
too degrading.
Just if you do ever watch a Bang Bus video, you're not like, is this real? The girl's like, hey, I'm going to Walmart. Yeah. You're like,
it's totally staged.
It's obviously
but
staged.
But still
that's
the fact
even
that you want
to
jerk
idea.
Off to,
yes,
to a woman being humiliated
yeah, it's
in a way.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
You know, there's also the gay brother site, whatever. That they have, which is Bait Bus, where it's the exact same videos, but they'll just be a chick in the van being like, hey, let me blow you. And then they put the blindfold on the dude, and then like the guy starts blowing him, and he's like, this is amazing. And he takes the blindfold off, and they're like, well, if you want, we're going to kick you out of the van unless you let us, you know, do whatever. So
Bait Bus.
That's
Bait
amazing.
Bus.
Yes.
So,
also staged, you would think.
Girl,
yeah.
These boys were not. I mean, like
the acting
idea,
is like zero.
The acting is less than zero. And also,
I want a montage of just all whatever Bait Bus has ever shot. The reveal when the thing comes off. I want like a roll of like 100.
Every
of those
single
in a
one
row.
Is just. Oh, what the fuck?
Am
then,
I gay now?
Yeah.
You've already seen it.
You've written it in your mind.
Oh man, Haas, you should. Is there any of that in your tape?
Yeah, blindfolds.
Any
the old
surprises,
bait and switch.
Any incest?
No, it's pretty cut and dry. Well, not dry.
Are you describing your penis?
Yes. Yes. No,
I prefer the moist and uncut.
I would say, if I'm remembering right, I was always impressed with, like, I really switched things up pretty quickly. I'm like, missionary, and then I'm like, you know, let's go to a different position.
A visual
like,
interest. You're a born filmmaker.
Yeah, I was moving around. One thing that's cool is I give her the camera, and then you get a shot of me, which is disgusting. but that's a thing that exists.
Sure.
Yeah, some people do enjoy the look of male physiques.
Yep, yep.
No, it's just like really close up on my face, and it's just like, ugh.
Oh, you got, but you got, but you knew what you knew what you needed in the, because at that time, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess you're a little bit older, but 80s and early 90s, there were so many shots of the male up close, like orgasm grunt face kind of. That was a shot that
They would shoot it separately.
Yes.
I'm told.
Oh yeah, yeah. But they, yeah, and they would, that would always be an insert of that. But yet, you don't really get much of that anymore.
Also, to
it was extended too. It went on longer than what you would
Orgasm I've had.
Yeah. Yes. It's like slow mo.
I would also just interject to go back to something. And again, I guess I never set a hard limit on what the statute of, or what the waiting period is for celebrity sex tapes. But if you watch Fred Durst's sex tape, which is fucking disgusting, he shoots it, and it's like 90% his own face, going. Touch my balls, touch my asshole. And it's very vindicating because he just, I was like, oh, you're just as terrible as I thought you'd be.
Yeah, even in your own sex tape, you're the exact asshole I thought you'd be.
Speaking of Limp Bizkit, do you guys know what that name comes from?
Is that like the Icky Cookie game?
Yeah.
No one ever wanted to play.
Wait, is that like where everyone, the last person to come has to eat it?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I was worried this was going to be a lift and carry where I'm like, is that the one? And you're like, I'm like, nope. Well,
no, it's where you bake cookies and you give them to a woman in your neighborhood who's recently been widowed. The fuck?
Widowed.
Icky cookie, because it's icky that she went through that.
Oh, yeah,
she
had to go
through that. She's missing her.
I feel like a real ass right now.
Oh, my. Haas, you're still just, you're teasing us with this vid. We got to see it at some point.
All right. Well, I'm glad.
Let's listen to it. Will you at least play it for the listeners?
I love that.
I have to talk to my friends.
Sure, of course, of course.
Or just do a super cut where it's just your own voice.
Yeah, just those close-ups of your face.
I'm sure there's parts where you're like, let me check the battery, you know, or whatever.
Well, you realize, though,
your Durst moments.
I would have to pay someone to digitize it, so therefore they would at least have to watch some of it.
Well, I have the equipment that I could lend you.
Okay.
Jane's willing to help.
Interesting.
Also, for all our listeners, just tweet at Ben. What is it? At Ben Hosley?
Yeah.
Just be like, we need that tape.
That's my Twitter.
Show us that hair.
Show us the hair.
Hashtag show us the hair.
Exactly.
Well, we helped a bunch of people.
Yeah.
More than even anticipated, I think. So what do you say we slip on over to six sections? These are rapid fire sex questions.
All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can.
As quickly as I can?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep. Wow. You just got
Wait,
so
does this
serious
mean that I'm gay?
What the fuck?
Well, I don't know. It felt pretty okay.
Okay. Shane, are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
Okay, starting now.
If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Ottoman.
Sorry, I was drinking
Diana
beer.
Was mid
Was that
light.
Wrong? I didn't get a bell.
What's the sexiest animal?
A gazelle.
Who's your number one celebrity crush? Now, this could be on the waiting list or
it's DJ Khaled. Either way.
Yes.
What U.S. president would you bone?
Oh, I would really have sex with any of them. But Teddy Roosevelt is hot.
That's fine.
Just to be, if you're in the Oval Office and like even W or even Donald Trump, heaven forbid, I'd do it. But if I were choosing, I would probably go for TR, even though he's racist.
But that mustache, right?
I know. Okay. Yeah, he's a big bro. 69 or 420?
Oh, I mean, I don't like either, but 69.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
To steal America's heart.
Feel free to sing.
Let the river run.
Yeah.
From the opening of Working Girl.
Yes. Six sections.
Jesus, why am I the
Shane
oldest person
O'Neal.
Who's ever been on this show?
Working Girl was what they called a movie, and it was available for rental on Blockbuster. Oh.
Oh, man.
It was about these things called jobs that no one can get anymore.
Yeah, yep.
That was amazing round. Teddy Roosevelt, no one ever says.
No.
That's
he's so
the one
fucking
I say.
Hot.
Yeah, he is.
So hot.
He looks
I think
like he
maybe
would take, talk about lift and carry. I think
yes.
Teddy would lift and carry.
Absolutely. And I do feel guilty because I'm speaking purely. Well, no, I'm not. I'm going to be totally honest. I know I disagree with a lot of his politics, and especially like he's like the father of, you know, American colonialism in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But I also like from a Freudian point of view, this just crossed my mind, but I went to Roosevelt Middle School.
Okay.
And so there were pictures of him all over middle school at very
seeping
formative
seeping into
times
your
in my
sexual
life.
Subconscious.
Oozing around that primordial ooze.
And also, that ass, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Teddy had an ass.
Well, he was hiking everywhere, of course. But, like, also, I would just, I will just say also, just, like, I'll be real. Like, any situation, if a president was like, would you like to have sex with me? I'd be like, absolutely.
Yes, it'd be,
Mr. President. It'd be.
I appreciate that.
I'm here
that.
To serve. Yeah, I think, well, of course, you couldn't say no to that.
Well, scenario. And we've it's just a life experience you want under your belt. Because we've asked people, like, would you watch, like, Donald Trump, like, jerk off, and they're like, no, I hate Trump. And I'm like, but wouldn't you still watch him jerk off? I mean, like,
The rule was like, you have to tell him that it was great or something, maybe I wouldn't.
If I could just be a fly on the wall and just watch him jerk off,
I like that that's separate from sex for me. It's like, I'm not gonna be nice, I'm not gonna, but yeah, of course, I'll do it.
I think I'd watch anyone jerk off,
yeah.
I just want to go on the record.
I'd watch anyone jerk off once.
A gazelle, very sexy.
Yep, I'd watch a gazelle jerk off.
Yeah.
Is that lift and carry?
The long legs.
Okay. So I don't know the celebrity crush you mentioned.
DJ Khaled?
Who is that?
Oh my God. Well, apparently he's a very successful producer and rapper?
Yes.
Okay.
But I only know him from Snapchat. He just has these incredible, repetitive Snapchat videos where he, like, makes himself an egg white omelet, rides a jet ski. He lives in Miami, but basically he talks to his phone the whole time, and it's just him giving like, pep talks, just being like, you're a genius. You a genius. Like,
inspiration.
They don't want you to succeed, but you're going to succeed. They don't want you to have this healthy breakfast, but you're going to eat a healthy breakfast.
He's got sort of like an Andrew W.K. kind of vibe where he's like sort of like done. He's like established musician, producer, DJ. He's done a lot of work, but recently on Snapchat, he's blowing up as kind of this inspirational guru kind of guy.
And just like Andrew W.K., it's very difficult to tell if he's joking or in on the joke or not.
Yeah, where's the character?
It's like performance art.
Yeah. My favorite Snapchat that he's posted. I hope, I know someone must be archiving these somewhere, but there's one of him with like a 8-year-old girl, and it's just him sitting next to her, and she's like, they don't want us to meet DJ Khaled, but we're meeting DJ Khaled. And he's also just super hot. Just bare icon, that one.
Yep, love it.
I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
I DL'd the Snapchat myself, kids, and I did a couple of those fun filters, but I have yet to snap.
It's hard. I don't get it.
I
don't know what I'm
doing.
Thank
you. I thought you were going to be like, ew.
No, if I may be honest, I downloaded Snapchat because I bullshitted at an interview where they were like, we want a Snapchat coordinator. And I was like, oh, I'd love to help. Which is the day I downloaded Snapchat, and I still don't get it.
Yeah.
What's to get?
It's not.
I don't know how it works. I don't know who I'm posting to. I don't know.
Right. I don't know why I'm posting or in what order
Guys,
I should be posting.
We sound so old.
I can't help it.
This episode,
you know what? That's
we
on
sound
you.
So
I walked into this one being the old person this time.
I'm going to cut in some old timey music during that part.
Please do.
Yeah, no problem.
No, I don't know who's receiving it. I don't know why I'm receiving messages. Yeah.
No, I don't know how to follow people's stories, I guess.
No.
That's the worst.
It's a mystery. But I do know how to watch DJ Khaled's stories.
Yeah.
He's
and that's all you
hot.
Need
He's on a jet
for inspiration. He's the Tony Robbins of Snapchat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we watched that documentary.
We did.
How is it?
We did. It's interesting.
Interesting.
It is
worth
inspirational at moments, but it's also, it's just interesting to see.
Better on weed, I would just say, for the listener.
Definitely. I briefly dated a guy who was related to Tony Robbins.
Yeah. I feel like he has a charisma. There's something there, but he's bought his own hype at this point, so he's like larger than life, and he does these seminars for $5,000 a pop, so...
It's
also a certain
kind of
person who would even go to that seminar to begin with.
It's the kind of thing, like, with a lot of things where I'm like, if it works for you, great. Mm-hmm. But it's not for me, but it was still really interesting. Mm-hmm.
Just watching him prep backstage and, like, how he gets fired up in his day-to-day, mm-hmm. it was interesting to see.
And the stories. There's some interesting life stories.
Yeah.
But some are just real dumb.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
some of them are real losers.
So you don't like 69 or 420. You mean you don't like drugs or sex?
No. I love drugs and sex. Just those particular.
Just those two.
I mean, people are like, no. I mean, no. I'm not. Marijuana does not agree with me. I'm interested in actual drugs.
Like Pepto-Bismol.
like these cough drops.
Acetaminophen. Ate those all. You offered them.
You're
to
welcome.
Us.
It's mine as yours. I don't like weed. And 69ing is like, it's just a better thought and it's a better punchline than it is an activity.
I completely agree.
It's a novelty, I always say.
Yep.
Or it's like a nice, you know what I will say? I think it's a very polite way to say, I'm done with you sucking my dick.
Okay.
It's a very polite way.
Just a if slow you're two gentlemen, rotation.
If you're getting your dick sucked and you're like, this isn't really working for me, I would rather blow you. It's a great, you know, it's a great landing strip.
Yes.
Until you can be like, let's just have me suck your dick or vice versa.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Or let's at least have something going on here that somebody's enjoying. So, like, feel free to just keep gargling around if you want, but I'm going to just
can't. I want to either focus on getting off or focus on getting someone else off.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Like, I wish I could do both enjoyably, but it just stresses me out. It's like tax season.
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's one of those. It's one of those. It's like, it's better for, you know, it's the novelty. It's better like for the professional.
It's actually like texting and driving. It's downright dangerous. It is.
Wait, choose I one. Love texting and driving.
Girl. Unbelievable.
Yo,
you absolutely ruined this podcast.
I do have one question, though, follow up, and then we can move on. Huh? Favorite drug?
Oh, gosh, that's very, I mean, really, God, this is boring. Adderall is probably my consistently, it's let me down the least.
Yep.
I've never, you know, like, you know what you're getting, and it always gets you there. And
oh,
whatever.
Shit, do you have a guy?
Girl, if I did, I wouldn't tell you. I would just be hoarding it.
Yes.
We're talking.
Yeah,
because
once you tell too many tales on that, then all of a sudden the guy disappears.
My strategy is to just talk about Adderall as much as I can, and eventually sometimes, this actually happened to me last week, someone's like, oh, you like it? Well, here's one, but I need it. And I was like, honk out!
Yeah.
So do I.
Yeah. We once tweeted out that we needed Adderall, and someone came through with it. So
that happened at our wedding with weed, too.
Yep.
When I first moved to New York, I read an article that was like, kids are getting on Craigslist and asking for study aids, and they get Adderall. And I tried it, and then this guy called me, and I was just like, this guy is a fucking narc. He just called me, and I answered the phone. He's like, hey, I've got the Adderall. How much Adderall are you looking for? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Bye.
Yep. So. Immediately, yeah. You're like, sorry.
That's amazing.
Shame on me.
Yeah.
As a narc, too, that's like such a sad story.
Yep.
That's not even cool.
I also love the pharmaceuticals because you do, I mean, even though they're, you know, they're manufactured in India for, you know, a tenth of a cent. So sometimes there's a couple bunk ones, but for the most part, you know what you're getting.
Absolutely.
Like the pharmaceutical is good to know, like, this is what it is and this is what it does for you.
I also just read an article and this, like, I was like, not everything I love. But, like, there's an article that was about, like, how unethical it is for people to purchase cocaine. They're like, for every line you do, three people have been murdered.
It was
like,
inside a pregnant dog, and then a child died. Yep. I've heard that.
You're like, well,
look. Adderall. All you're supporting is Big Pharma and sweatshops, which what could be more American?
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm testing. We're all okay with that.
So this has been Six Sections with Shane O'Neill.
Yeah. Let's make it wet, huh?
Ooh. Make it wet.
Mm. So what we do here.
This is a fun one.
This is a fun one. It's going to be a contest between the three of us.
Mm.
Haas is going to judge.
Mm-hmm. And what we do here is gather excerpts from various mediums not written to be sexy at all. Mm-hmm. Then we try to make them downright sultry by reading them as erotically as we can.
Yeah, we put on our little sexy voices. And then we try to get these things as wet as possible. Oz, what's our source material?
Order. Okay, this week.
I hope it's Judge Judy transcripts.
That will be in a future episode. Thank you for that pitch.
These are the sides from his acting class.
We'll be sensually reciting lyrics from the Garth Brooks classic, The Thunder Rolls.
Ooh, interesting.
Mm. Now, first
this might
up,
actually work for my boyfriend. He loves Garth Brooks.
First up, Garth. Diana.
Okay, I'm up.
Please step up to the judge area.
What?
Great.
All right.
You got your lyrics?
She's there.
She's at the old judge area.
Perfect. I see you clearly. Great. Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Now saddle up, gal pal. Let's hear them lyrics.
All right, here we go. It's going to be hard not to sing these.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I'm starting. 3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls.
These were a little more erotically written than normally for this segment.
Yeah, I would contest
Garth had a little
that
something
this sounds
going.
A little sexy.
Yeah, I think so.
No, it's just because I it's did just, so
oh,
well.
You just did a great job.
Yeah,
sorry.
Thank
sorry.
You.
I'm not trying to sway you, Oz.
Excuse me, I'll order. Like, I'll have order in the court.
I like paused for applause after and everyone just stared at me.
I was too turned on to clap.
I know.
I feel like that's better than I usually do.
Much better.
It's very good.
Much better.
Any
Diane, I'll have you step down, please.
Thank you. There's a loose stair there. It's a liability.
Well, Murph, could you please approach the judge place?
Yep.
Great.
All right, and
so you have your lyrics. Right now, ride that horse, boy.
Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown.
Ooh.
Asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right. Praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls.
Damn.
Oh, that flannel. The sexiest of all the materials.
This is competitive.
The nightwear gives you an advantage, I would say.
I know.
Wow. Jeez. This is going to be a tough ruling. But lastly, we have Shane. I need
Murph to get out of the judging area.
Oh, sorry. I'm hanging out. Right. I think I dropped some loose change here. I'll get
bailiff,
it later.
Bailiff, can we please help Murph out of the judge place?
I can walk myself, bailiff. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Now, please, Shane, step up.
Okay, great. Thanks for warning me about that step.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, great. Obviously, you have your paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shane, please go ahead and put the hard salami back in Garth's pants. Mm.
Done.
Well, the thunder rolls. Lightning strikes. Another love grows cold. A sleepless night. As the storm blows on, out of control. Deep. In her heart, the thunder rolls.
Oh, my.
Woo! That was amazing.
Ooh. I had some sexy words in that one, though.
I know. Yeah, this is
I almost got there.
It's a little sexier than we usually pull for this.
Yeah, we've
So it was
done
already,
like
damp, mm-hmm. and then we had to make it wet.
We had to flood it.
Yeah, we had to flood to let the floodgates fly.
Right. I think we brought it to life.
I think so.
Haz, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to speak from the heart here. Shane, you sort of reminded me of Tom Waits.
Oh, ooh, and, wow. Ooh. You could get it, head of hair or not.
Yeah, that
Thank
reading,
you.
Really conjured that for me. So I'm going to go ahead and, you're the winner, Shane.
Oh, God damn it. Yes. Thank you.
There was a Waits thing happening there.
Congratulations. Yeah,
it was, pays to be sick, I guess.
A gruffness.
Mm-hmm.
There's a nasal part towards the end that really didn't work for me, but congratulations.
Thank you.
I've never won. All right. Well, shall we slip on over to Virtual Sugar?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So we want to see you in action. Since you are in an open relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
This can be a fucking run scenario. It doesn't have to be a long-term thing.
Great.
So we have all of our names here in the cup, and we want to see you go on an improvised date with one of us.
Okay.
Shane's picking a name from the cup.
The name I am picking is Diana.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, here I go. All right, so I will be going on a date with Shane.
Me and Haz will dive in if necessary.
If need be. Sounds good. Ready?
Mm-hmm. It begins now.
Hi.
Hey, I'm so glad you made it.
Yeah, I love picnics.
You found the place okay?
Yeah, it's the only park in town, so just wandered over.
But you know, sometimes people are like, oh, are you going to be by the old statue of Hickory Elmore, or are you going to be in the canopy district?
Right, but we're just in the waiting pool, so that's... Mm-hmm. That's a weird place for a picnic.
On Christian Mingle, you said that you like to be playful, so I thought this would be fun for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm so playful. Mm-hmm. One time, I put my mom's Bible in the fridge. Oh, Carol lost her.
Was that a cool thing to do?
It was cool because the fridge was so cold.
Yeah, so I got to be honest with you. This is my first interfaith marriage.
Excuse me?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm a Presbyterian. I've never dated a Lutheran before. I'm just not sure.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. I thought you were a Jew.
You are funny.
I'm like, will I have a heart attack and drown in this waiting pool?
Oh, God. If I saw my own reflection and I were Jewish, that's what I would do.
I don't think they have reflections. I'm glad you're into marriage, though.
Oh, very much so.
Also something I'm very interested in.
Day one, really. Day one.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you would say that we're, like, spiritually married now.
Very possibly. I meant just from day one in my life. I always knew I wanted to get married. But,
you seem
extremely open to getting married.
Yeah. Watch out. I might put your Bible in the icebox.
Hey, did you guys see a bunch of Teddy Roosevelts running by here? Bunch of Teddies. Yeah, once a month we meet here, in costume as Teddy, and we do a little Roosevelt parade.
I thought it was just like a monocle club. I didn't put one and one together.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went that way. They're
sure. What the hell?
Absolutely.
I love your mustache.
Well, thank you. I'm one of the few in the group, if I do say, who's willing to actually grow the damn thing out. A lot of these guys, they're just weekend warriors. Mm. They come out here trying to be Teddy. Once a month, they throw a little fake mustache on.
Well,
this is real.
God hates an imposter, I always say.
He sure does.
Yes.
Oh.
He sure does. I'm not sure where they went to, but maybe check the canopy district or
the statue.
Mm-hmm,
statue. I'm gonna go run over
or the
canopy.
The judging area. I saw a few.
Oh,
of them.
Yeah. You know
last,
what?
Last week, that's where
they were down the judging area. Thanks.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Take care.
Yeah.
Seeing the mustaches, huh?
Yes. Yeah. My pastor, minister, my what would that be? Has a mustache, and so does father. So.
Mm. I could try growing one, but it would be a first for me.
Yeah, I notice you have no body hair.
Very well, look closer. You're right. There's absolutely nothing there. But, maybe there's some fine hairs that I could tease out for the right woman. I don't know. You're making me nervous. No, I don't have any body hair.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
You folks interested in buying some farts?
Farts?
Farts.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
You are saying farts?
Farts.
Farts. Hard R?
It's smelly.
Yeah, no, I'm not. No, I'm not interested in that at all. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
You lost.
Although I am wondering how they were packaged at this point.
Honestly, I think that woman is a witch.
Wow. And my instincts to say no were correct.
I honestly, if I had matches right now, I'd light her on fire.
Well, if she was carrying a bunch of farts around, she'd explode.
Oh,
are fart jokes okay in the Bible?
Science is a joke. What?
Science is, it is.
Fart jokes. Are there fart jokes in the Bible? I've only read it 17,000 times.
somewhere in the middle of the Begats, there's just that one line that's.
Right. Oh, yes. Is
begat
that
Hezekiah, begat Genevieve, begat Tori.
Begat.
Yeah. So you remember, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's crystal clear, that memory.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys. I lied before. We're not here just meeting for a Teddy Roosevelt meeting. We're here to kill a witch.
Oh, my God. We just saw the witch. She's selling fats.
She's the one with all the fats.
Yeah, we're hunting. Oh, she's selling her fats.
Mm-hmm. Well, someone's fats. I don't know whose.
Oh.
She's wicked fucking fighting around.
Well, yeah, we've been coming here every week looking for her. You know, a bunch of us getting together. We got to get rid of this witch. She's a menace.
I'm happy. Do you need a hand? I mean, we could
Yes. We could really use a hand. I got an extra Roosevelt. You look.
She's right over there by the tree.
Oh, yes, please.
All right, here, put on this mustache.
Yes, sir.
Put on this fake mustache.
Oh, right. Oh, wow. Oh, you look better with a mustache, too.
You look so good with a mustache.
Oh, no.
This whole thing? Get her!
Go!
Baguette. Wow. Wow. She exploded. That's how you know she's a witch.
When I heard her coughing, I knew she was going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
We just did her a service. And the community. I want to thank you both.
Teddy, are you an ordained minister?
Of course, yeah.
Would you mind marrying us?
All of us Roosevelts are.
Oh, it's a little fast, but what the hell? You don't kill a witch with everyone just once.
I do. Wow.
Marriage. It, I feel like in all of our virtual sugars, it's only maybe ended once or twice in a marriage.
We've had a lot of murders. Like,
this is only the third or fourth time that's happened.
Oh, that was my.
You're really good on a date.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm really, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Lutheran and the Presbyterian, it's like, will it work? You know, in the long term, you just don't know.
Wait, which one? I was Lutheran?
Yeah.
I think so,
what
yeah.
would the, would it be a minister?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a minister.
There's something where you say it and people are like, it could never be that.
Well,
like
priest.
Priest is, okay, thanks, guys. Yeah. I'm a godless woman. That's called acting. That date made me sad, and it's not just because we burned a witch alive.
Not just because we had some witch trials. It's because we have to say goodbye to Shane Shane.
Oh, gosh.
Oh no. But our nasty little listeners don't have to say goodbye to Shane.
No,
go follow him at Shane Island right now.
Yes, and also see him in action doing his show Suck, that stand-up comedy club, Thursday, September 22nd at Double Wide.
He also has a show the first Tuesday of every month at Sid Gold's Request Room. The next one is October 4th. He'll be doing his one-man variety show.
With Bowen Yang, who's the best.
Please see him in action. He's a delight. And thank you so much for joining
us. It was such a pleasure, you guys. Thanks for having me.
You're the best. Thank you.
Welcome, Shane.
I wasn't talking to you, Husky.
Yeah. Until that VHS surfaces, no one's thanking you for anything.
Yeah, you're only as good as your pornography. We'd also legally like to thank our producer, Brag Hag. That's Ben Hosley.
Remember, hashtag show us that hair. Mm-hmm. We also want to thank our mama, UCB Comedy. Please reach out and tweet us at Menage Radio.
Also, we have a really cool website I built called MenageAtoirRadio.com.
Yo, you should see this thing
she
built.
Is that like to promote the podcast?
Like our whole thing.
Oh,
like our podcast,
cool.
Our live show, all of our cool guests. Photos,
cake farts, lift and
carry. I don't mean to tell you how to do your job, but you should really add a lift and carry section to that gallery.
We absolutely should. You're right.
We should probably make our own.
Point taken. Yeah. Haz, I'm sorry. Were you saying something?
Yeah.
Were you belching up some more Rolling Rocks?
A little bit. Don't worry about it.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.